Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels that are listening now and will download this later. I am really excited tonight, even more so after talking to Donna for two more minutes here. And Donna Howard, she's an extraordinary woman. Where she is today was not how she started. And this passion she has for herbs and oils and natural remedies and natural things to help you grow it spiritually, physically, and emotionally, mentally. I will let her share her how she got into it and where she's at. But she's going to share with us tonight the essential oils that are great for ADHD and also chakras. And I said, well, is it one? And she goes, no, they're combined. She goes, Tariya, it's so interesting. And I asked her, I said, Donna, does this have ancient wisdom with it? So, Donna, do these oils have ancient wisdom associated with it and what they can do? And I'm going to turn the show over to you and ask the questions when appropriate. But welcome, and thank you for being here tonight. So, anyway.
Thank you for having me. It's more than ancient. Actually, it's just with modern medicine that we have gotten away from the essential powers of these oils. Essential oils are really just a natural aromatic compound that's found in seeds, stems, roots of flowers and fruits. Think of when you take a orange and you cut it and you rub the skin of the orange on your hands. And what are you left with? You're left with the scent of the orange, which is really the essential oil of the orange. They are very clean, and they have such healing qualities.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. You say that the essential oils, tell us about them, because they're like, you said something that was so key just a few minutes ago to me. That sounds wonderful. Like they are the angels of the oils, right? The essential ones.
Right. As I'm learning more and more, as you know, I'm working towards becoming certified in aromatherapy and herbs. I was amazed that just like the angels and the archangels, and while they have certain facets that they help us with in our lives, they're not just dealing with only that subject matter, such as Azrael. We all know him as the angel of death. What we don't stop and think is that with death there is rebirth. Well, and he helps with that as well. Well, these essential oils have far-reaching facets to them where they don't just work or do one thing. They can do many different things. So the first one that I wanted to mention, I wanted to start out with a couple of the essential oils that we're all not as familiar with, because we all hear about certain ones like lavender and rose and whatnot, and they are all very powerful. But one of the ones that I wanted to speak about was geranium essential oil. Now, I learned this from my teacher, Elisa Ruff. What the geranium essential oil does spiritually, it helps release like negative memories. It creates a peaceful space and eases nervous tension. It also helps to lift your spirit in peace. It opens you to be receptive to new ideas, and it diminishes fear of abandonment. So think about that. Look at all that one oil does, and I'm sure the more I learn, I'll realize that there's even more that just this one oil can do.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine? It strengthens your third chakra, your self-image, and your root chakra, your home, your grounding. I mean, just that one oil. Now, one of the best ways to use it is either diffuser
Right.
Or if you want to put it directly onto your skin, you must use a carrier oil. And a carrier oil is simply, say, almond sweet oil, coconut oil, jojoba oil. You just have to make sure that it's natural.
Right.
With no preservatives, because you don't want to taint, you know, the true essence of the oils.
Let me ask you a question. You said something, and this is you've got my interest, and it's intriguing. You said that it helps you release past memories or negative memories. Is that what it is? Negative past memories and helps you with your self-esteem, because I know the self-esteem is the third chakra, which is yellow. And is that
okay.
what you're saying right now to,
yeah.
to us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the spiritual aspect of it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, whoever thought, I know I certainly didn't think of essential oils as having any spiritual connection.
Right. Right.
But think
I
about
get
it.
You.
To release negative memories, and that's whether it's past, present, maybe prior lifetime.
Right.
And to create
right.
a peaceful space.
I like
eases
that.
Nervous tension. Yeah. And this is what also makes this oil good for children who have ADD, ADHD. A lot of that is nervous tension. You know, they're jumping all over the place. They're, you know, and they just need to kind of just be a little bit more at peace, kind of ease out a bit. Well, you could have this in a diffuser, say, in a classroom or if you're tutoring, you know, and this is one of the oils that would help to calm them. Now, we will talk about blending, but this, you know, you can blend the oils, but right now, you know, the geranium oil would be something that would be perfect to add.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the other one I wanted to talk about was cedarwood. Now, I know, and I think I told you I had a cedar closet added on into my basement. I had always wanted one. Well, because you can
sure.
store your clothes in there. You don't have to worry about moths and whatnot. Well, I've learned so much more about cedar and the scent of cedarwood. And spiritually, it cleanses negative energies. And it opens emotional blockages. It enhances clarity in prayer and meditation. It also provides protection and helps reduce nightmares. How good is that?
Right? I know. I'm sitting there going, I love how cedar closets. I grew up with them at like my grandparents' houses and stuff.
Right.
I grew up in North Carolina. Right. You know,
and that's
wow.
What I think. We all think that. I mean, my mother had a beautiful cedar chest, and I used to love it when I was a little girl and she would open it, and the scent of that. Well,
that's
this is
amazing.
All of what that does. And that also helps open and ground the root chakra.
Right.
Foundation.
Okay.
I mean, you know, think about that. But you can use it in prayer and meditation. Okay. It opens emotional blockages. Children maybe with, you know, learning disabilities or whatnot. I just chose these two because, to me, I didn't know about them. You don't hear about them. So I wanted
right.
to bring it out and, you know, people's attention. Okay.
So let me ask you a question. So you could take the cedar, I want to go over that. What's the spiritual benefits for it? Because some people are just tuning in. It grounds you. It works with the root chakra.
Yeah, right. It helps to open the root chakra, same as the geranium essential oil, okay? But it helps spiritually. It cleanses you of negative energy, and it opens emotional blockages. I mean, how many of us need that from time to time?
Right. I'm raising my hand now.
Yeah, it also enhances the clarity in prayer and meditation. And you know, I'm one of those people that it is still a challenge for me to meditate, to pray. But to still my mind, you know, long enough for it to get into a meditative state. And the scent of cedarwood will help get you there.
So let me ask you a question. Can you, you put them into the diffuser. Do you ever combine them? Can you combine these cedarwood and geranium?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I would always recommend starting with one or two drops of each or whatever combination that you're looking to do, because you can always make it more powerful. And let's face it, what smells good to me might be a little too strong for you or a little too weak. When you're using a diffuser, you cannot use too much or too little. It's all about what works for you.
Right, I gotcha. I'm excited about trying that because I have a diffuser. And let me ask you something else. So, the past memories would be wonderful. So someone that is just stressing about a new relationship, because somebody just asked me about that, and they're afraid they're letting the old go and wanting to bring in a new one, then this is something that they could use to help them do that, correct? You know, and
exactly.
Stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. And, I just got another text from somebody. He goes, I fall asleep in meditation. So you probably need the cedar.
but, you know, I've been known to do that, too, which is why instead of doing it last thing in the evening, I try to do it first thing in the morning. But that's a first step. Remember, that was my first step because I was able to quiet myself, but maybe just too well because I was able to drift off into sleep. So that's kind of the first step. At least it was for me.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that. That's so true. So, listen, I know these are two great oils, and I was looking, I've got them because you told me, you told me about them. And I was like, I've got them. I am going to start using them tonight. How many essential oils are there? Do you mind me asking? I don't even know if you know if that's a question that's appropriate, or do you know, or is there, there's seven archangels or more.
I was just getting ready to say I wouldn't even begin to state, because these are two that I wasn't even aware of. I can get back to you on that, but I think that there's several. They're going to be some that are just kind of essential, almost like your kitchen cabinet where you have certain spices. I think that there's certain essential oils that everybody would have, such as lavender, lemon, peppermint, oregano. We all know how that treats bacterial and yeast infections. And, so those are just kind of good medicinal ones to have on hand.
Right.
But there's just so many and so many variations that you can make with them that just makes it such a fascinating, subject to learn and to practice.
I have a question for you because you've got a lot of passion for this, but that didn't come overnight. How did you figure out that herbal remedies, essential oils is your passion in your vehicle to use? Because it's like, wow. I mean, I mix things up sometimes. I don't know what I'm doing. But you're going to school for it. You're getting certified in it, and you're taking classes and read lots of books, and you find here in Florida you and I can hang together and do some things. And also, you're going to be able to, work with a teacher one-on-one. But how did you get to your passion? This is your life's work. Or becoming your life's work. How did that happen?
It was a gradual awakening. I've always been one that liked pure ingredients, didn't like to take medicine, wanted to do things naturally if possible. And with time, and I've worked with you and trying to find my center when I had to reinvent myself and just really go within myself in terms of what I was interested in and what I felt that I could give to the world.
Wow.
And I think it was, remember, and I think it was it the reading that we had in October? And I mean, it was almost like I was almost there. I was almost there. And it was like that, like just lifted the veil. And it was like, oh, my God, that's it. I think I called you a week or two later. Remember?
You did.
I said, you know, I was listening to that tape again. And this is what I was sent here to do. I believe this is what I was sent here to do for the second part of my life. And
I get you.
When it's your passion and when it's something that was meant to be, it comes easy.
Right.
I mean,
I
can't soak this up fast enough.
You know, I'm asking these questions because this is really key. I did a yearly reading with you, and which I do with you just about every year. And you said something really key here, you know, letting go past memories. I mean, you know, I probably need to take a bath in the geranium, right? Don't we all? But you, like, yeah, I gotta wash the past right out of my skin and out of my head,
and out of your hair.
Yeah, exactly. You know, bring a good looking, hot, sexy guy. there you go. But you said something to me, you listened to it, and, you know, guys who are listening to it now and who will download this later, Donna really has worked on herself, taking it step by step. And she was like, you know, you say, well, why can't I find my life's work or my passion? Well, she does work on it every day, just like Tiffany does. Remember the young lady had cancer? She's a New Angel coach, and Sue the same way, and Allison, you know, everybody's working on their stuff, and you take it a step at a time. But you did some. You told me you go 3 hours, taking a shower, or a bath, or something, and then all of a sudden it popped in my head.
Yeah.
I was in the shower. Water is such a great. Yeah, water's a great conduit. Do you remember Marquise? Same thing happened to him. He's funny. It's like I got the book. I was going to write. Washing his hair. So anyway. Yeah, it's funny.
Oh,
but that's really what happened to you, right? Too.
Yes. Yeah.
In the shower.
That's exactly when I had my aha moment, and it felt right. And you know, I started to smile because it was a number of years ago when I remembered saying, "I wanted to own my own brand of tea." Well, duh.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. When I think of how long ago that first thought entered my mind, and then, of course, I swept it away because I was busy doing the first half of my life.
Right, right.
But it was programmed in there just waiting to be set free. And like I said, it was like layer after layer after layer, you know.
Sounds like my closet cleaning out, right? Yeah.
You know,
so,
and there it was.
Wow, that's
but
cool.
But like you said, you have to work on it every day.
Yeah, you guys, it's a progress. It's progress, and it really is. You don't stop. And she never did. And look at who you are today, where you were a few years ago. I know you're going on year 3, I think, with your husband died.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this is the past few years that her second part of her life is, you know, she's had to build it herself and doing her own thing. And the shy young woman that was, you know, was a wallflower is not there anymore. And how cool is that, you know? And I'm saying all that because I want folks to realize, or people to realize, that you're, you know, when you do something, you do it 150%. So the herbs that she's talking about, the oils that she's talking about, she really believes in is studying them, and she's pouring her whole heart and soul in them. So, you know, there's oils that we can use for love, right, and everything. So, and I can hear
well,
people now.
That'll be next month.
Yeah, she's going to be on every month. Yeah, everybody's raising their hand. I'd like a family dose of that, please, right? And I know
oh,
there's...
You know
Go ahead. I want to hear what you're thinking.
There was one other one that I wanted to get in, especially for frankincense. I don't know if people realize that not only does it, you know, reduce inflammation and relieve headaches, et cetera, it also soothes hyperactivity and restlessness.
I didn't know that.
So this is another, you know, not who knew?
Right.
You know, and it's that's also a wonderful oil for kids. And I don't want to keep saying kids because there's adults with ADHD.
Right.
You know? And
Can't
we all sometimes be restless and whatnot? But it does soothe hyperactivity and restlessness.
Right.
You know, same thing, lavender. Also helps with depression.
That's cool too. So, and you said lavender helps with certain infections and frankincense.
Yeah.
Did somebody tell me about a kid that they used their frankincense on their son or daughter? I don't remember now, but they calmed them down. That's cool. And lavender does the same
thing. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now the one thing you have to be really careful. I would be reluctant to apply the oils directly on the skin of a young child. I think the best way would be through a diffuser or to put it in the dryer. Remember, true essential oils do not stain, and you could put a little blend on a dry cloth, throw it in the dryer with the child's clothing or the adult's clothing, and that nice relaxing, great scent would be in their clothing. And have it with them when they, you know, throughout their day, when you send them off to school, whatever. It would kind of like a little security blanket away from home. And they wouldn't even be aware of it.
I gotcha. That's cool. I like that. So you got the Linus little blanket there. I'm teasing. The security blanket, but you can put that. That's funny. They just texted me. I'm going to put it in my husband's underwear. I was like, whatever.
Whatever. You know that, and you know it's funny. Now the other thing is you know I always love the smell of bergamot. You know, which is what's in the Earl Grey tea, which gives it that wonderful smell. And it is also mood elevating, relieves stress, anxiety, and mild depression.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
So that's why when I started, you know, as I said to you, I said, you know, I wanted to start with some oils that are not as commonly known. And then I wanted to talk about some oils that we've all heard of. And now you can understand why when we were talking before the show and I said, it's almost like working with the archangels of oils because they do more than one thing. Their focus is not just on one, you know, healing this or doing that or calming this, that, or the other. Just like the angels. Some are better or more concentrated for a particular area of our life.
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay. You know, Donna, I tell you something right now. That would be wonderful to see you do it on a video. I don't know how we can get that done, but we need to talk about that. And here's another thing. So people want to buy the oils. I know that you're putting your own store together, but until that time, you said they have to be good oils, so you wouldn't go to Walgreens. Not that Walgreens would ever have this, I'm assuming, but maybe Whole Foods. Or something fresh food.
I'll tell you, Whole Foods. My opinion is Whole Foods in a pinch. In fact, I have a little cold, and you know, I needed to. Actually, Rich went out and got me a couple of oils, Whole Foods, and I think he ended up also at GNC. They would be my go-to place in a pinch.
Okay.
Because they are certainly better than something that you would just find on any shelf. I would trust that more.
Right.
But you've got to be, there's so much false advertising and so much misinformation. That's another reason why I'm passionate about this and wanting to get my own brand out there and learn and, you know, steer people correctly. Because just like in Western medicine, there's quacks, well, there's people out there that are peddling, you know, herbs and oils, as you know, that are less than substandard.
Right.
So you really have to do your homework. I mean, for me right now, the only person that I would purchase from, obviously, would be my teacher, Lisa Ruff. You know, she does her own, she hand does her own oils. She's
okay.
Amazing.
Wow.
And her website is Lisa's Herbs and Oils. And she's also going to certify me in iridology. And you know I can't wait for that.
I know.
You
I'm
know,
excited
to be
for
able
you.
To look in the eye and just really see everything that's going on. I think
that's
it's
good.
Be amazing. You know,
can
so
you imagine?
When you catch, you know, when you're looking in that man's eyes, you know, no, maybe I'm not really coming on to you. I'm trying to see what's going on inside of you. But maybe we
make
can
sure you're healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, make sure you're a teller of truth instead of a teller of tall tales. That's what I'd say. But that's me doing
exactly.
My thing. You're seeing if they're healthy. That's cool.
You know, and remember, this is never meant to supplant, you know, medication or you know, serious illness. But how about preventing it?
Right.
You know, how about living, walking, and breathing, and eating, and so that we can prevent as much disease as possible.
That's true. I agree with you on that. And you know, the Asian culture feels that the chakras symptoms are what we treat, but really it's about treating the chakras in which these oils really do treat. So, I think that's cool. So you're going to be on every month. That's what we talked about. I'm excited about that. And then as you grow, with your knowledge and everything, you're going to share it with us, and then people can learn from you. And we've got a whole big thing out there for her that she's going to do. Love, prosperity, I'm sure, you know, health and chakras.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of,
sure.
a lot of
mm-hmm.
oils out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and if you got a cold, yeah. What can you do? Well, there, you know, you've got some things there for us to look at. You know,
well, actually, I have a little cold, and right now it's a drop of lemon or lime, peppermint, rosemary, and eucalyptus in your diffuser.
Nice.
And you just breathe that in, and it smells wonderful. And you can adjust it, as I had said earlier, you know, eucalyptus is very strong, but that's what's going
right.
to keep the nasal passages open. You know, so you need to be able to smell that. But so maybe you might want to add a little bit more of the lemon or the orange, you know. What works for you?
Okay, that's cool. I like that. And you know what? I appreciate you coming on here because you guys have had some real brutal weather. Donna's up in the Northeast. She's up there in the New York, New Jersey. And we're complaining down here about 50-degree weather. I have a sweatshirt on. Okay, you probably have the heat on, right?
Okay. Yeah, it feels like 12 degrees out, even though they say it's 25, I think, with the wind chill factor. It's 12.
Low, 12 degrees. Well, there you go. Balmy 25. Anyway, I hear you. You're going to love Florida. It's beautiful here. So, thank
I can't
you
wait.
For coming on. I know, we're going to have fun.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you
can't
betcha.
Can't wait to get together.
Anyway, Donna's going to be, she's already on our website, so you can go check her out on angelcoaches.org. You know, we're going to put her oils and everything that she does, too, because she's just amazing. And I'm excited about the opportunity about her sharing her knowledge and her oils with us and what they do and the herbs and sign me up. So that's always what I say. And so you guys, we are not going to have a show on Sunday because why? It is Super Bowl Sunday, and everybody needs to be watching the Seahawks and the Patriots. So, yeah, you got to go Patriots. I am. I'm with you on that one. Diane and I were chatting.
I am.
Yeah, she goes, who do you psychically think's going to win? I go, well, I'm a Brady, and it doesn't matter. She says, okay. She's a Seahawks fan, so, you know, it should be interesting. Anyway, all of you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. If that's what you're watching, it'll just be fun to be with people that are watching it too. And our show, we'll have a show next Tuesday night. I have a special speaker on. And you guys have a wonderful now. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angel. Just check Donna out on angelcoaches.org as well as a few other coaches that we have. And we're getting ready to do some amazing things. We already are, and we're in the process of it now. And you're hearing some great speakers. You heard Sue last week. She will be on again in February because February is a love month, and Donna's going to bring us some great love oils and love herbs or, you know, that will
absolutely
help fall in love. So somebody said, do I need to get a voodoo doll? That's funny.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I know who this one is. Anyway, you guys have a great now, and we will see you next Tuesday night. And as I said, it is February, the love month, so we're doing some special things with love. Next Thursday night, I got two special speakers, a mom and a daughter. They both look about 28 years old, and what do they do? And how do they, what they said, the way you take care of yourself on the inside is how you, and the outside is really about how you attract the guy or the mate that you're looking for. So I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. Anyway, everybody have a great now. We'll talk to you soon and enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody. Bye now. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.